Hi, welcome again to Quick Answers. This time I'd like to look at the value of apologetics. Why do we do it? Why do we spend the time talking to other people, sharing our beliefs, offering support for whatever it is we believe in? Well, there's a value to it, and I'd like to look at the value and just briefly explore it. One reason we talk to others and offer apologetics, which is evidences for the truth of Christianity, is because we want to change the culture. Is our culture in trouble? Is it getting dark? Oh, definitely. And we need to always keep in mind that ideas have consequences. The idea comes first, and if it's not stopped, if it's a bad idea, it has terrible consequences. You think about Adolf Hitler and the Germans, that anti-Semitism idea that was festering out there. It certainly had consequences. So we do want to change the culture, and we can do that through apologetics, through offering a defense of the Christian faith. That's what the early apostles did, didn't they? They went out, Paul, for example, went into synagogues and he argued for the truth of Christianity. He didn't go in and say, hey, I speak really well and you'll hear me and you'll be swayed by my opinions and I want you just to get goosebumps and get a wonderful feeling for the power of Jesus Christ and become a Christian. You'll feel warm and fuzzy. Paul didn't say that at all. He reasoned with the people. He argued with them. So we can change the culture. We can be in our own little community. I'm not talking necessarily about running to Washington, D.C. We can change the culture in one small city at a time. So what's one value of apologetics? To change the culture. What's another value? To show the value of truth. Are we in a culture that's downplayed truth? Yes, unfortunately. We're now in a time period of relativism. Oh, good for you. You have your truth, I have my truth. All roads lead to God. Have you heard that one? The story of the blind men and the elephant, the parable. We can cover that some other time. But people today are saying there's no truth with a capital T. There's just a lot of different truths. And we can show how false that is, that there is truth. Truth is what corresponds to reality. And we can demonstrate that when it comes to religious truth as well as scientific truth. Here's a third thing I think we need to use apologetics for, another value. We need to show the world that Christians can think. Now, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, as far back as you want to go, Christians were respected because they were often the thinkers in their community. Is that true anymore? No. Unfortunately, there's an image out there. The world sees us in a very different way. Mark Twain, for an example, saw Christian faith this way. Faith is believing what you know ain't so. Oh, wow. Bill Maher, TV personality. Faith is a lack of critical thinking. Ouch. Sam Harris, famous atheist. Theology is now a little more than a branch of human ignorance. Oh, no, that really hurts, doesn't it? We need to be powerful people who can walk up and share our faith with confidence and a calm demeanor and show the truth that's out there and have the skeptical world say, oh, I guess there are reasons. They may not buy into our reasons, but they need to know there are logical reasons. Now, of course, all of this that we're talking about as far as apologetics goes has a particular goal. It's not to enlarge our opinion. It's not to increase our fame in the community. We are doing this apologetics with the ultimate goal of taking people to Christ. And we always need to keep that in mind.